Jayarantamadho va kunyabihari. Jayarantamadho va kunyabihari. Gopi jana balaba giri vardhari Gopi jana balaba giri vardhari Sulananda Braja Jana Ranjana Sulananda Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Te Rabana Chari Yamuna Tira Panachyade Jai Hurad Umadabha Kunyabihare Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunyavi Hare Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vardhari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vardhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Manachari Yamuna Tera Banachari Jayarada Umaruba Kunyabihari Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunyabihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravichacharya Osantara Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Vaya Chadananda Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, ISKCON founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananda Gauti Vaishnav Vrindika jai, Namacharya Shri Hridayas Thakur ki jai, Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gajai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Saim Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lassi Devi Gajai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gajai Gaur Premananda Hari Haribol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale. Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivasesa Shunyavadi. Paschatadeja Tarni, so Omagana Timiranda Shag and Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur, Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So before we begin Bhagavatam, I just want to mention that today is the commemoration of the incorporation of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, acronym ISKCON. On July 11th, there was the signing of the members, and the actual date of incorporation is today, as far as I know. So what happened on July 11th, I'm just going to summarize and not read through this, is that Prabhupada was given a class, and then Prabhupada called upon Mr. Goldsmith, who was the lawyer, a voluntary lawyer, and Mr. Goldsmith asked for names and addresses and information of everybody who wanted to be the original incorporators. And a lot of these people didn't know what they were doing. But just to help the Swami, that is His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, they did this. Don Roy, Mr. Green. And so the second group, they were actually a second group of trustees. There were Paul Gardner, Roy, and Don, Carl Jurgens, Bill Epstein, and Raphael, none of whom are in the movement right now, as far as I know. And they didn't even know why Prabhupada was doing that. They thought, well, maybe it's because Prabhupada wants a tax exemption, but they thought, you know, where's the money? There's no money to be tax exempt from. But Prabhupada was planning ahead, and he actually had a vision of what he wanted to do with his society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And so I'm going to read the seven purposes that Srila Prabhupada laid out as far as the purposes of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Maybe we give a whole class about this, but I'm not going to do that. Number one, to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large and to educate all people in the techniques of spiritual life in order to check the imbalance of values in life and to achieve real unity and peace in the world. Wow. To propagate a consciousness, I think you have to leave that open, to propagate a consciousness of Krishna as it is revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And then to bring the members of the society together with each other and nearer to Krishna, the prime entity, thus to develop the idea within the members and humanity at large that each soul is part and parcel of the quality of Godhead Krishna. Next one is to teach and encourage this Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting the holy name of God as revealed in the teachings of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next one is to erect for the members and for society at large a holy place of transcendental pastimes dedicated to the personality of Krishna. Next one is to bring the members closer together for the purposes of teaching a simpler and more natural way of life. And finally, with a view toward achieving the aforementioned purposes, to publish and distribute periodicals, magazines, books, and other writings. So, and actually, each and every time the devotees incorporate ISKCON in different places, they use these seven different purposes to lay out the purpose of ISKCON. And actually, strategic mission statement and all that, actually, it's practically everything's there as far as strategic planning is concerned within these particular seven purposes. And here in the Prabhupada Lilamrita, these seven purposes are described, but we're not going to read about them right now. We're going to go on to Srimad Bhagavatam. So today is the commemoration of the incorporation of the first ISKCON Corporation in New York. So now we'll go on to Srimad Bhagavatam, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, let me get this, 28th chapter, text 3. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kim Mayacharatam Bhadram Kim Taptam Paramam Tapaha Kim Vatapi Arhate Tatam Yad Thrakshami Adya Keshavam Kim Maya Charitam Bhadrahom Kim Taptam Paramam Tapaha Kim Vatap Yarate Dattam Yadraksham Yadjakeshavam Kim Mayacharitam Bhadram Kim Taptam Paramam Tapaka Kim Vatap Yarate Datam Yadraksham Yadjakeshavam Kim Mayacharitam Bhadram Kim Taptam Paramam Tapaka Kim Vatap Yarate Dattam Yadraksham Yadjakeshavam. Okay.
Kim Mayacharitam Bhadram.
Kim Mayacharitam Bhadram.
Kim Taptam Paramam Tapaha.
Kim Taptam Paramam Tapaha.
Kim Yatap Yarate Dattam.
Kim Yatap Yarate Dattam.
Anyone else? No. Kim, what? Maya, by me. Acharitam has been performed. Bhadram, good works. Kim, what? Taptam, suffered. Paramam, severe. Tapaha, austerity. Kim, what? Va, or else. Atta-api. Otherwise. Ahrate. Worship. Performed. Datam. Charity given. Yat. By which. Drakshyami. I am going to see. Adya. Today. Keshavam. Lord Krishna. So translation, Sri Akrura thought, what pious deeds have I done? What severe austerities undergone? What worship performed or charity given so that today I will see Lord Keshava? So you can repeat, Sri Akrura thought, what pious deeds have I done? What severe austerities undergone? What worship performed? Or charity given? So that today I will see Lord Keshava. So there's no commentary by the followers of Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So let's read the commentaries by Vishwamala Chakrabarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami. Akrura began to consider in great bliss, what have I done by which I have been qualified to see the Lord? And Jiva Goswami comments, Akrura began thinking while displaying various sanchari bhavas until the 23rd verse. He speaks joyfully while questioning harsha and vitarka sanchari bhavas. We'll talk about that in a second. What supreme good acts among all worship of the Lord, and what supreme vows for the Lord, tapaha, did I perform? Or did I do all of that, va ata, the order of superiority is worship, vows, and giving. Because of those acts, yad, I will see the Lord of Brahma, ka, and Shiva, isha, who rarely see him, and I will see him today. The charity, datam, was to suitable candidates, great devotees. Or I gave to a person worthy of worship, because of this alone I will see the Lord. Though I am most fallen, I perform these acts. So Sanatana Goswami comments. His thoughts are revealed, this continues to verse 23. What pious acts like sacrifice did I do? What actions giving fearlessness to all beings did I perform? Taptam. What actions without pride or desire did I do? Or what meditation on the Lord did I do? Paramam tapaha. Paramam can modify all the words. Yami supreme. But without great mercy, this is not possible. Thinking in this way, he tries to think of an alternative. Kim va. Ata can mean atava or can indicate auspiciousness. It must have been from charity, datam, or could not be charity either. The list of items is an order of increasing excellence. Because of this, I will see the original person, Keshavam, or he who killed Keshi today. Or what did I do? I am most fallen, a bee. I must have done something, otherwise I could not see the Lord today, or I have done nothing. One cannot see the Lord by charity, etc. Why am I able to see the Lord today? So, let me go back to the verse. Hold on a second. Read it. Kim mayacharitam badram, kim taptam paramam tapakha, kim vatapyarhate datang, yadraksham yaja. Keshavam. So Omagana Tibadanda Shah. Gananjanal Shalakaya Chakshur Un Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So first I'm going to read Prabhupada's Krishna book statements about the same occasion or the same pastime about Akrura thinking about, what have I done to deserve this? He did not know, this is from Krishna book, He did not know what sort of pious activities he must have performed to gain an opportunity to go see Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram in Vrindavan on that day. And Prabhupada here is giving his own commentary on this. A pure Vaishnava always thinks himself unfit to serve Krishna. So Akrura began to think within himself that he was unfit for gaining the transcendental opportunity of seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He considered himself as unfit for seeing Krishna as a materialistic person is for understanding the science of God, or as a fourth-class person, a Shudra, is for studying the Vedas. But then Akrura began to think, by the grace of Krishna, everything is possible, and thus, if he likes, I will be able to see him. Just as a blade of grass floating on the waves of a river may by chance come near the shore and gain shelter, a conditioned soul carried away by the waves of material existence may sometimes be saved by the grace of Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Gijai. So then, as far as the commentary of the Acharyas is concerned, there was a statement that you had some what's called Sanchari Bhavas being manifested here. So first we're going to talk about what a Sanchari Bhava is. And of course, the commentary had stated that Vitarka and Harsha are the two that are manifested here. And there's more manifested as we go to verse 33, 23 or whatever. So anyway, so in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 33, this is from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, 33 destructive symptoms are mentioned. These are generally called Vyabhachari Bhavas. Now here's the distinction between, sometimes Vyabhachari Bhavas and Sanchari Bhavas are taken, the word is taken synonymous. Like a Sanchari Bhava, Vyabhachari Bhava, there appears to be some distinction according to Srila Prabhupada here. They're expressed in words, in the eyebrows, and in the eyes. These symptoms are called Vyabhachari Bhava, or destructive ecstasy. So, of course, Vyabhachari Bhavas are intermittent ecstasies that occur, that are not under the control of the devotee who's experiencing them. And basically, they occur when one's not expecting them. They just happen. For example, there have been some instances when Prabhupada was in Atlanta, Georgia. Prabhupada was commenting about the deities there and reciting the song by Narottama Das Thakur, and Prabhupada just went into trance all of a sudden. And the devotees just waited several moments or several minutes, and then they had some kirtan, started chanting, and then Prabhupada came out of trance and this happened, I think, just twice or three times in the in Prabhupada's pastimes. And one time, I'm not sure if it happened this particular time, they asked Prabhupada, what should they do? And Prabhupada basically commented out in sort of an apologetic way. It does not happen very often. So this is what's called a Vyabhachari Bhava. And of course, we study about the bhavas in the Nectar of Devotion. There's the vibhava, that which stimulates. This is a very simplistic explanation. I'm sure Mother Irmala can give a more complex explanation. But the vibhava means that which stimulates, alambana and udipana, that means directly Krishna, or things related with Krishna, or directly Krishna's devotees, things that stimulate one's emotions. And then you get the anubhava. The anubhava is the voluntary expressions. Landfall, and then you have the Ashta Sattvika Bhavas and the Vyabhachari Bhavas, and all this is based upon a pure devotee's Stai Bhava. That means his eternal mood of worship of the Lord. You know, a Bhava means emotion, and of course, in this material world, we are experiencing emotions too. Sometimes we experience fear, sometimes we experience anxiety, and these are called bhava rog. Bhava rog means disease, desires, diseased emotions. So basically, But even in serving Krishna, one can experience, it's not exactly completely on the transcendental platform, but can experience, like Prabhupada was experiencing, anxiety sometimes for his movement. I remember this one occasion where Prabhupada sent Tamal Krishna Maharaj to purchase the land at Mayapur, and he sent him with money tied to a sort of like a money belt. It wasn't really one of our professional money belts that we have, or of course nobody uses money belts anymore, maybe they still do, but it was just some cloth wrapped around his waist. And Prabhupada was in anxiety before Tamal Krishna Maharaj came back, and he was basically pacing the floor in anxiety and chanting. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj came back very late at night, and Prabhupada was relieved of his anxiety at that time. So we actually have some anxiety and emotions connected with our service to Krishna in this material world. And those are actually spiritual, and they are purifying. Of course, we don't want them to get to such an extent that they kill us. That's another point. So, yeah, so if one is experiencing anxiety over the temple, or one is experiencing anxiety over the Krishna conscious movement, and Prabhupada was in anxiety about the fate of the Krishna conscious movement after he left this world, and that is certainly a spiritual anxiety, a spiritual bhava. So anyway, so let's continue with this paragraph. The symptoms are called vyabhachari bhava, or destructive ecstasy. If they continue, they are sometimes called sanchari, or continued ecstasy. So that's sort of like the distinction between the sanchari and the vyabhachari bhava. I mean, they are the same thing, but they're symptoms that continue are called sanchari. Another statement here about sanchari bhavas. The external features exhibited on the bodies of devotees are called ubhasvara. The vyabhachari symptoms are 33 in number, which I mentioned, and they primarily involve words uttered by the devotee and various bodily features, different bodily features such as dancing, trembling, and laughing. And they mix with the symptoms, and which are also called sanchari. Another quote from the Nectar Devotion. When all such symptoms are included in ecstatic love, they are called sanchari, or continuously existing ecstatic symptoms. All of these symptoms are transcendental, and they're exhibited in different ways, acting and interacting under different conditions. They are like the reciprocation of love between the lover and the beloved. It's interesting. So these sanchari bhavas or vyabhachari bhavas are actually reciprocation. They're not just like ecstasy without any, let's say, purpose or without any love. They're all connected with bhakti. The different causes for developing anubhava and vibhava are... So here's another one. This is interesting from Nectar Devotion. The different causes for developing anubhava, that means voluntary expressions, and vibhava, means the things that stimulate you, are called steady ecstasy or sanchari bhava. So it's sort of like a little different definition. This is from Nectar Devotion. Yeah, what?
It's not.
Well, Prabhupada wrote it. Okay. Anyway, I'm quoting from the Nectar Devotion. So here's another quote from the Nectar Devotion. Yeah, that sounded a little unusual. They are called vyabhachari bhavas because they specifically move towards and nourish sthayi bhavas. As they sancharita travel throughout the body, mind, and words, they are also referred to as sanchari bhavas. So Prabhupada, just taken from Nectar Devotion. Sancharita travel throughout the body, mind, and words. They're referred to as sanchari bhavas. They continue. They travel. They continuously travel. Yes. Okay, got it. Okay. And now we're going to talk about specifically Vitarka and Harsha, the two symptoms that are mentioned here. So in the... In Bhaktivinoda Thakur's work, Bhaktivinoda Thakur states that vitarka means like argumentation, and it comes from melancholy, doubt, and discontent. and opposing arguments. So, and of course, harsha means happiness. So, anyway, we talked about the Baba. So he is actually, you know, he's having some doubt, you know, how, it's mentioned here, Kim, you know, how did I get this great fortune? So that's like doubt, discontent, you know, what's happening here? And so then he's thinking, what did I actually do to deserve this? And so basically, this is something, as Prabhupada pointed out in the Krishna book, that we should be thinking too. What did we actually do to deserve the mercy that we're getting by getting Prabhupada's association, getting a chance to chant the holy names? And Prabhupada was giving a class that I listened to the other day about this, and he was connecting this with Lord Brahma's performance of tapasya and what Lord Brahma did to have to get Krishna's mercy. The word tapa actually means like burning. And these are the first two syllables that Lord Brahma heard when he actually was trying to find out what was the source of his birth. So it means burning. So burning, it doesn't mean you literally burn yourself up. But you have to burn away. I mean, sometimes this can be equated to cheto darpana marjanam, cleansing the heart. But you have to burn away the impurities that you have. And in order to burn away the impurities that you have in your heart, then you have to give things up that you were previously attached to and accept things that you may not want to accept. So let's talk about Lord Brahma's tapasya. So, and this is from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And tapasya, of course, is sometimes translated as penance. This penance is the beauty and wealth of the brahmanas and the renounced order of life. According to Bhagavad philosophy, every human being is meant simply for this tapa and for no other business. Because by penance alone can one realize his self and self-realization. Not sense gratification is the business of human life. This tapa or penance was begun from the very beginning of the creation, and it was first adopted by the Supreme Spiritual Master, Lord Brahma. By tapasya only can one get the profit of human life, and not by a polished civilization of animal life. The animal does not know anything except sense gratification in the jurisdiction of eat, drink, and be merry and enjoy. But the human being is meant to undergo tapasya for going back to Godhead, back home. When Lord Brahma was perplexed about how to construct the material manifestations in the universe and went down within the water to find out the means and the source of his lotus seat, he heard the word tapa vibrated twice. Taking the path of tapa is the second birth. This is an interesting statement. Taking the path of tapa is the second birth of the desiring disciples. Of course, Lord Brahma executed austerity for 1,000 celestial years. Now, our tapa is very, 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 very simple. Because we are situated in Kali Yuga. Kalaya Doshanadhe Rajan Ashiko Mahadguna. Kirtanadeva Krishnasha Mukta Sangha Paramvajet. Of course, it stated in that verse that one simply has to chant Hare Krishna. And we know from the Shikshastika, Niyamena Tishtan, there's no hard and fast rules for chanting the Lord's holy names. But there are certain items of tapasya that we do need to execute in addition to chanting the Lord's holy names. And in all yoga processes, you have these first two principles, which are called yam and niyam. Yam and niyam, yam means things you need to give up and things you need to accept. And of course, this is very similar to the first two principles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's surrendering practices. So we have certain things that we need to give up. And sometimes people state, especially in the modern world, that you devotees have all these rules and regulations, you know, such as, you know, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, and no gambling. And, you know, this is just your ritual. You know, you just have these rules. And so we have to be able to explain the reasons behind the rules, because there are reasons behind the rules. Like, for example, Lord Chaitanya's first rule is accepting everything favorable. And, of course, that's pretty easy for people to accept. You know, you chant Hare Krishna, you eat prasadam, of course, some other things like rising early in the morning are hard for people. But you do that. Why do you do that? Why do you rise early in the morning? Of course, if you're a Shudra, then you may not have the Vyavasayatmaka Bhutir, Ekeha Kurunandana. So you may need someone to, like, wake you up in the morning. So you may need to put yourself in a situation where someone shakes you and yells at you and gets you up in the morning. That's true. But we are meant to rise to a platform of the mode of goodness. I mean, not everybody can be Brahman per se, but in the mode of goodness, if one is serious about going back to Godhead, one has to develop that determination, steadfast in yoga as described in the Bhagavad Gita, where one is focused on a specific goal. And what is that goal? Of course, one's goal, according to the Bhagavatam, may be akama, sarvakama, moksha kama, dharati, tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. One's goal may be some material things. I want something material from Krishna. Or one's goal may be, I want to get liberated, get that H-E-L-L out of this material world. Or one's goal may be, I want to please Krishna and be Krishna conscious. Of course, obviously, that's the topmost goal. But as Krishna understands, as he presents in the Bhagavad Gita, people come to him for various purposes. So in other words, one has to be goal-oriented to accept the favorable things, like rising early in the morning, chanting your rounds early in the morning, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day, worshiping Tulsi every day, residing in the holy place, you know, all these different principles, accepting the order of the spiritual master and everything like that. These are positive injunctions. So if one is goal-oriented, then one can accept, and there's a reason for those things. Chanting, because Krishna, nama chintamani Krishna, chaitanya rasa vigara, purnashana nichimukto, vinatvam nama nama, no? Because Krishna is present in his name. Rising early in the morning, because that's the Brahma Muhurta, auspicious time for focusing the mind. It's a mode of goodness time. So there's reasons behind everything. It's not that we have rules and regulations that have absolutely, positively no reason. They're connected. If you read the Bhagavad Gita, they're connected with the modes of nature. And so that's the accepting things, rejecting things. There's a reason we have the four regulated principles. First of all, if one breaks the four regular principles, then one will be accruing vikarma. And not only that, one will be associating with the mode of ignorance. And when you associate with the mode of ignorance, your determination never goes beyond what? Dreaming, procrastination. Tomorrow I will do this. So that's the mode of ignorance. So that's these are reasons. So anyway, so Artapasha is accepting everything favorable for Krishna consciousness, rejecting everything unfavorable, being focused on the goal, understanding that the Lord is always maintaining one, understanding that the Lord is always protecting one, being meek and humble, which a Krur here is manifesting, you know, being very appreciative. I've gotten this benediction, you know, if I'm living at the temple especially, I've gotten this benediction that I didn't deserve. Association with devotees, I didn't deserve. Prasadam, I didn't deserve. Seeing the deities, I didn't deserve. Gratefulness, that makes one humble. And so this is what Akrura is manifesting here, his abject humility. You know, what did I do? I don't really deserve it. You know, maybe I associated with some devotees, or served some devotees. Of course, that's the key in becoming Krishna conscious. Mahat seva mohavi muktes. So I didn't deserve it. So this abject humility, and of course the final surrendering principle is having no separate interests other than the interests of the Supreme Personality of God. So that's artapasya. That's sharanagati, focusing on the, but it has to be done with the goal in mind. You know, what do you want to achieve? Not simply, I'm doing this because I'm a member of the Krishna Conscious Movement, because there won't be any impetus like that. What do you want? What is the goal you want to achieve by your worship of Krishna? I mean, there's intermediate ways that we can control our senses, such as mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, such as withdrawing your senses like the tortoise when there's particular danger. But ultimately, long term, one has to be focused on pleasing Krishna. One has to be focused on the goal of pleasing his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, and then one can perform that tapasya and be worthy of becoming Krishna conscious or achieving the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. And so any questions or comments? Yes, Mother Armala. Then one should read some stories about the Lord's mercy upon really degraded, hopeless people, like Jagai and Madai, Magrari, the prostitute and Haridas Thakur. Of course, this is the principle of Ashabanda, hope against hope. That, I mean, look at what, or read stories about what Prabhupada did to transform people. Krishna has given his promise. It's not that you can achieve it on your own effort. You know, it is hopeless. There is no chance of achieving Krishna consciousness by your own effort. That is true. But by the mercy of Krishna and the Vaishnavas, if one serves the Vaishnavas, that should be an impetus. The feeling of hopelessness should be an impetus to do something about it. Otherwise, it's like the mode of ignorance. So one has to change their association. If one is associating with the mode of ignorance, then one may become hopeless in the sense that they want to give everything up. Yes?
I find it interesting that Kura, who is a pure devotee,
yeah,
associate of the Lord, he's thinking this way, not the Norwegian.
Yeah. He's thinking that way, you know. It's ultimately, it's Krishna's mercy. Of course, we have to do something or change our consciousness. We have to voluntarily accept the process. Jai, Shri Shri Radhagalokananda, Radhagalokananda ki jai. Namo. Hari Purusham
Aham Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusham
Sitam Buddha Sundaram Dham Kandar Ako Vidamaniya Nishesha Shobha
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Namine Krishna Hari Hare, Hari Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Teta, Satishi, Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya, Chatana, Bhaktivedanta, Gosami, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder, Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Nandakoti, Vaishnava, Vrinda, Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Vilas Thakur, Ki Jai, Prem Se, Koho, Shri, Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Garadha Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gajai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gajai Vrindavanam Gajai Maturidam Gajai Jagannatha Swami Gajai Yamunamaya Kajai, Shimadi Lassadevi Kajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindikajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees, all glory is to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Kijai. So, Shikshashtika. Thank you. Baba Mahadvagni Nirvapanam Shaya Kaira Vichandrika Vitaranam Vijavadu Jivanam Ananda Muni Vardhanam Ratipadam Pranamatas Vardhanam
Sarvatmas Param Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam Nam Namakari Bhauda Nija Sarva Shaktis Tatrapitani Amita Smarane Nakala Etadrishita Vakripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaiva Midrishamai Hajani Nanuraga Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi suhishuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari.